Now, next aspect, and for this you will have to remember something which we have studied during our studies of ethnology. Nation state is not an ethnical state. It's a big difference. What's the ethnos and what is nation? Nation, that's what we're speaking to, I will explain. But what is ethnos? What is ethnos?
It's built by us, a common...
Okay, first, it's a group of people. Let's give a correct definition, academic one. Group of people who are?
Why are we just joined together by the same...
Three things, language.
Common ancestors.
Huh?
Common ancestors.
Common ancestors.
Correct yourself. Common ancestors, do they have common ancestors?
Same
they believe, they believe in a common ancestor. It doesn't matter for us, do they have or not. We don't study genetical aspects. It's a sociological category. Meaning if they believe in it, they are all one. They share the same language, they share belief in the same ancestor and
traditional culture.
Traditions and culture. And by this tradition and culture, they are can be distinguished from others. As for the territory, not necessary. But you have tradition, culture, and I say culture very broad and includes everything. From what kind of political system they have to how they eat and what they eat. Are they using spoons and forks, or maybe they use like Chinese sticks, or maybe they eat with their hands and what they eat. Cuisine. It's all included with, when we say culture. Now, what about nation? When you say nation state, are we speaking about the ethnos? Are we speaking about this kind of cultural unity, which is language, beliefs, and culture? Or are we speaking about political unity? Now, nation is the political body. That's very important. Political body, not a body cultural, who speak the same language and have same belief. When we say nation, and also we say nation state, by saying nation, we mean this group of people, citizens, they gather together, and then this becomes voice of people. This gives, and they proclaim, that's what is known by saying self-determination. Self-determination is not ethnic. You don't have to determine who you are. You don't even know what you call. You just know this is who I am. This is how human being must be. That's ethnos. Nation is the body of citizens gathered together and say, we want to be this. We want to have this political system. We want to have these laws. And these people must be in president or prime minister or member of parliament and so on and so forth. So it is this. It is social contract, essentially. They gather together and they give legitimacy to the state. That's why I say nation, state. State is given legitimacy by nation, not ethnos. Ethnos, absolutely different category. Ethnos would be governed by saying we have a king and we had him for 1,000 years. For 1,000 years, his son enters the throne. That's ethnic kind of thinking. Oh, maybe not king, maybe it can be aristocracy, democracy, no matter what. But when we gather together and through social contract create a state, that's a nation state. So it is the political body. Now that's why I think I mentioned it to you last year. When you say nation state in French politology, they have a very interesting term. They say etat nation. You spell it E-T-A-T and then the same as nation. Etat nation, not nation state, state nation. Because it might look like nation create the state, but in reality, state created the nation after French Revolution, where all these different ethnical groups, Bretons, Normandia, all of these different provinces were artificially mixed together and say, you are French. That is the state creating a nation. Yeah, in South Africa, look, you have so many different ethnic groups. You can't even say there are whites and blacks and colors. It's more complicated than this. Because within what you call whites, you have Boers, Afrikaners, then you have British. who speak different languages, let's start there, and have different understanding what how the politics must work, because one have monarchy, constitutional monarchy, but still monarchy, and their allegiance basically to Queen Elizabeth, and others believe in this free republics of the peasants, boards. Then you have, right, you might say, cult. What is cult? You have Cape Malay, who also might be, but their civilization is there, Malaysia. Now, then you have Khoisan. Khoisan people who are classified now as cult. Then, of course, you have those people who don't know who they are and don't care. You can't say white, coloreds and blacks. It's much more complicated than this. Now, you go to the black Africans. How many of them? How many? How many? Kosa, Zulu, Sutu, Swazi, Pedi, Pondo, what? Shangaan, Debele, enormous. Some of them have their own, states, Swaziland and Lesotho. So, and all of this supposed to be South African nations.